you're listening to. The Tiger Lounge Podcast. Bitch.
Talk to him, nigga.
So yeah, bro. So what's going on, man?
Well, is this turning into an intervention or just riding out to you?
No, it's everything, yeah. Right. Well, may as well fucking get it going, but dude, like... Yeah, remember, like, we were cruising earlier, fucking... I wanna fucking show you this shit, dude. Fucking, it's this video of this dude, and he goes out, and he, like... kind of like dresses like a homeless person, but like not exactly. Like, you, if you looked at him like yourself, you'd probably think that like he still had like nice clothes on, but like he tried to look homeless, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, it was like they were like clean and like,
but your initial nice. Response was supposed to be,
yeah. And he was like, he had no shoes on and shit, and right. He has a sign he's holding, and it says no one has ever gone broke from giving. And so he's like in this really rich neighborhood,
pretty
fucking
deep shit,
yeah, you know. And he's like in, and he's in this fucking really rich neighborhood. And he fucking just starts fucking trying to give people money and like give back to them or whatever.
Right.
And they just don't have it. And they're just like, they're like, fuck you. Like, you piece of shit. Like, you think you're fucking funny or something. Like, I could fucking buy you. Like they just like freak
what
out.
What kind of
dude.
Response is that from, I, dude, from a class of people that, you know, generally should be the ones giving back to,
well,
the ones.
That's the thing, actually, now that I remember. Like, he,
below them. If you will.
Exactly. And he said, like, you know, like, is it that people give money to the homeless because they feel bad for them, or that they think that they're better than them? And then that was kind of the point he was making. And like,
the contradiction,
while he, yeah, and how he was giving money back, like, it would seem more like it was, you know, I think I'm better than you, I'm gonna give you money,
right?
And that's a really crazy thing. I gotta look this up on my phone, because like, I can't find it on fucking Facebook. I thought I fucking shared it or whatever. Actually, I did.
Did you?
Weird. Yeah, I don't know why it's not there.
On your book?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Shit's deeper than rap.
I know, dude, fuck. But, like, you know, it goes on with, like, you know, like, you were talking about, like, earlier, excuse me, about, like, the American dream and all that shit, dude.
Yeah, now you can't necessarily strive for it within your means.
But those people that, like, even strive for it nowadays, it's more like it's handed to them more than it's worked. And, like, that's what those people, like, in that video are, like, showing, right away, is that they didn't work for fucking shit.
Right.
They're fucking selfish, and they're ignorant, and they're just fucking, they're not an honest working person like anybody else.
True. The blue-collared fucking statistic that are community. There's a saying that people in denim built this country, and people in suits destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so here we go. I found this thing.
Sir. I just want to be a helping hand today. God bless.
And right now, he's just handing this guy
God
money.
God bless, I'm just trying to help out.
In a suit.
I don't need your money, you asshole. I can f***ing buy you.
First guy he tries with.
I In today's society, it's socially acceptable for the wealthy to give money to the homeless. Is it acceptable
because it's one individual helping another, like, he's like a nice or because one person, individual like, is better than the like other? That's like something so I would just
wear. He looks like he just loves to flip the
script and see what happens. He's a big dude, too.
He looks like he's Steve from Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
And all he did was just put a bill in the guy's hand and say, I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
Sir?
Unreal.
No, I'm not. I don't need your money. I'm trying to give you money.
I don't need your money, man.
I'm just trying to help out today. Here you go.
Does it look like I need your money?
Get
out of here.
Whoa, my gosh.
Wait, sir. Sir.
What? Unreal.
I'm just trying to help you out today. I don't need help. I know you're in a rush.
Oh, I don't have any cash.
No. I'm not trying to ask for cash. I'm trying to give you cash.
Yeah, and this girl.
No, keep it.
Actually, like,
look,
has a heart.
I'm broke,
you know?
As it is,
actually,
and the only way for me to feel rich in this world is by giving what I can. So here you go.
No, don't do that. Get yourself breakfast.
I want to lend a helping hand.
She like, gives hope to the media.
You know what?
A little bit.
Wow.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I want to give this back to you, but I want to thank you so much for that. You're on camera right now, and
good for
I just
want to
thank you.
She's good, man.
Like, I'm not trying to see who would give me your money or who would not, but I'm just showing that the only thing we have in this world is to give to others. So
that's awesome.
Thank
that, like,
you so much
you
know, for
that
kind
on
of
camera. That she was just like that. Yeah. She says, "God bless you," right back to him.
Okay. Well, here. Buy yourself something nice today.
Are you trying to be funny?
Unreal.
Yeah,
he's taking his ignorance.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be hyped. This guy right here, dude. This guy's like ridiculous.
I help you out today. Looks like you need it, so.
You
want to
give me money, man?
Yeah.
You prick.
How do
you
gonna
take my
out?
Money then call me a prick? Sir. Sir. Like my sign says, no one has ever gone poor by giving, and I have all that I need in life, so I want to give back. God bless.
And that's all you have, and you want to give to me?
Yeah. God bless.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Have a good day.
You know what? I have all I need, too, so whatever. If I can teach
you. You're going to give me that?
Yeah, all that, man. Just because it's messy, man. It's so positive.
Thank you, man.
That
should
guy's awesome, too.
Meter?
That was awesome. Now, this is the last guy. This guy is the scum of the earth, dude. Like, prime example, just a fucking ignorant piece of shit, dude. Rich asshole.
Sir, before you pay your meter.
Oh, no, I'm good, man. Thank you.
No, but look what my sign says. No one has ever gone poor from giving, and I just want to give back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, let me give you something. You see that? That's a Benz.
Yeah.
You gotta earn your way up, pal.
That was the most pretentious thing I've heard today, and I've been doing this all day.
Thank you.
C-class, nice, bro. Yo, but how much money you got in your apart? Sounds like you're pretty broke.
It's a black car.
Okay.
It's a black car.
Okay, that's nice, bro.
It's a
that's
black
nice.
Card. It's a
it doesn't matter
card.
How much money you have. It doesn't matter what car you drive. It matters how humble you are in your heart, and you're not really humble saying all that.
This is L.A., baby.
All right, have a good one, bro.
This is L.A.
Keep walking.
It just makes me not want to go to L.A.
Real.
I don't want to
keep
deal
walking.
With people like that.
Jesus.
Yo, watch this. Watch this. He tries to come back like he's gonna do something.
Bullshit.
Here he comes
what's
walking
up?
Back right now.
Keep walking. What's up?
Keep walking.
Yeah.
That's a C-class.
Oh, that's so nice, bro.
He was
just
a C-class.
Oh,
who cares?
About $50,000.
Oh, you got money, bro. Congratulations. Dude, you need to humble yourself, man. Life isn't about money, bro. I'm not even freaking homeless. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care if you have a black card. Dog, just keep moving. Honestly, you don't want any of this. Just keep walking. All have right. a good day. All right?
And I remember you.
Oh, remember me, bro. Remember listen, you're not going to do shit to me, so just keep walking.
Says who?
They're
just
like
keep walking, bro.
Says who?
Like,
have a good day.
He
could have
just
good
fucking
day.
Just destroyed him, dude.
Have a good day, bro.
The other dude's skinny, and the guy's been doing this whole thing.
Move.
Is
we're done
pretty
with this
fucking
video.
Big.
Let's go.
He would have crushed him. Yeah, dude. Like how fucking like ridiculous is that video?
Damn, dude. I didn't know the ignorance.
Yeah.
It was like that, alive. I mean, you see it throughout your day, daily, but...
Not like that, though.
You kind of brush it off your shoulder, but there's not too many people that could, you know what I mean, actually sincerely feel like those kind of emotions, I feel like, nowadays. They're so blinded by, like, daily, day, like, today fucking shit that they just fluff you up with. like the social media and like make it like more acceptable. People sharing those videos on the internet is one of my biggest like things. Like the tears, like that, like deters me from like wanting to go onto Facebook because like because people have no remorse to just share those videos. They just they share them and they feel like, oh, because I saw this, you need to see this.
Yeah.
And I just.
I get that.
For me, it's like when you share something like a dog getting in a fight or getting beat up, or you share that video of like that white girl who was walking through a black neighborhood and got beat up with her kid. Like when you share
that one.
There's videos all day long on this stupid feed that it really just generates like a negative atmosphere throughout your entire day if you choose to be on it.
Yeah.
And if that's generally the first thing that you wake up to in the morning, just as much as it's anybody's, because they want to see what happened from last night, they want to know what they're caught up on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They kind of hold themselves a reservation to this, like, this whole, you know what I mean? They make Facebook, honestly, seem like a party that's never ending. Like, in an aspect of, like, something's always going on there.
Yeah.
Pictures, you're always going to wonder what somebody else is doing.
Like, that's, like, my biggest problem with that thing. Like, dude, like, you know, like, everyone's biggest problem, honestly, with it is that they, like, air all their shit out for everyone to see, and they make it, like, personal business, everyone's business.
Dirty laundry, man. Dirty laundry.
Yeah. And, like, that's why I try and, like, avoid as much as possible is, like, just airing my shit out to the world. It's, like, it's no one's business what I'm doing.
But your homies or your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are the people you air that shit out to. It's about that communication. People feel like, you know what I mean? It's almost like a narcissist, like, tendency to air your life on Facebook. It's like you need that attention when you want it. And, you know what I mean? You're willing to go to that level of putting it out there for the public to see.
Like, yeah, dude. Like, when people, like, when they post this out, it's like, oh, I gave a homeless guy all my money. It's like, why do you gotta post that, dude? Like, why can't you just have, like, a random act?
Take it to heart and, like, you know what I mean?
Most kind of things aren't seen by people most
of
the time.
Let it pay off in, like, your long road without being like that, you know?
Go with your karma, like, whatever. Just let it fucking go. It'll come back, dude. Like, you know, shit. Like, when you do good things, like, good things happen.
Like, a lot of people wouldn't know this about me, but you're been my best friend, so. Like, you know, I was a private school for, like, you know, up until 8th grade, just about, you know, Columbia was the only glimpse of the public school era that I got.
Yeah.
You know, there was no in between, and, you know, having that, like, you know, being a little altar boy and being, like, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, being, like, you know, I was surprised the church didn't burn down.
Did you go to, like, church, like, every morning?
Oh, we're talking, like, you know what I mean, fathers and sisters, like, we're doing the whole gig, you know what I mean? Our classes were based off of, like, religion.
Right.
You know what I mean? We only got taught so much science. To think about it, like, I was like, you know what I mean? They keep you in a shell.
Yeah.
Like, for so long until, like, they're like, all right, they try to get you to go one way or the other. And when you're just, like, the kid who wants to play drums and smoke pot in 8th grade, they're kind of like, all
right,
let's just get him out of the school.
Right, like, yeah, like, just graduate.
Yeah,
just
graduate, and then you're Columbia's problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And once I got to Columbia, it was time. Like, that's when you see the real influence of social media, the real influence of fucking just, like, you know, daily pop culture and, like, whatever's hot and new and, like, whatever trends are, you know what I mean, like, really fucking grabbing people's attention and, like, making people want to be a part of something because, you know what I mean, I feel like in our generation, everyone is so diverse and so separated that, you know, to do anything, like, together, it just feels so powerful. Like I'm saying, like, I mean, I think that's what this world's about sometimes. Like, they try to keep us all separated, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
By color, by religion, by all sorts of shit.
It's gotta be something always.
And, you know, the only way to actually get through to making, like, progress with something, like, a true belief is, like, through unity.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's always been known, and that's what I always believe in. So, like, you know, that's where, like, you know, sticking to, like, a good, you know, a group of people that, you know, have the same mindset and same, like, you know, same beliefs. That's, I mean, it sounds stupid. It sounds like a cult. It sounds like a religion. It sounds like the typical thing to believe in. But I guess more deep, like, more broader than that, I guess thinking positively. Being around people that are positive.
Yeah.
You know, not sharing that fucking negative stuff that
it's like the law of attraction. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
exactly. It gets, you know what I mean? You
whenever you're around,
pass on good,
like,
you get good. You
absolutely
know what I mean? You plant something that's good, it's gonna grow into something good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a lot of fucking negative, you know, influences into this shit.
People just are always just, like, trying to get each other riled up, like, constantly. Like, you know, like, I listen to, like, a lot of podcasts like myself and just like listen to like Joe Rogan and shit, and like he'll just like talk about like how like not like all the time, but just like recently spoke about like how like people go out of their way on Twitter to like fucking just like do like at like his fucking name and just like talk shit or something like that, like, you know, and like they want to say
instigation,
yeah, they feed off of like just like putting other people down just like for no reason, like
I know.
And like and people that like they don't even know, like, you know, just
exactly.
Like just like
it's just
and they call that bravery, like they think that that's like, you know,
yeah,
like,
I never understood that, like, man. I really never understood that steering up of shit. I mean, you know what I mean? If something is truthful to be said, then let it be said, let it be known to that person. But if it's something that you just, you know, you're just stirring the pot,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You're adding fuel to the fire, and people, you know what I mean? There's people in our own generation that feed off that. I see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It really comes down to that segregated mindset where people are so adapted to, you know what I mean, the shit they see all day to day.
Yeah.
I think it really, like, it deep down defines their character once in a while, like, after a certain amount of time. But
yeah,
it makes them wanna, you know what I mean, seem like, you know, they're better than the next person. And, like, there's not too many people that, like, stick together as a group anymore.
Yeah, I remember, like in high school, like, everybody pretty much was just, like, together.
Right.
And then, like,
happens.
Everyone just split up. Yeah, everyone said that.
That's destiny, happened, like everyone says, but
of course you had to like expect that.
But yeah, to see the how big of a spatula it was and that flip flops, like to see how, you know what I mean, the tidal waves, like yeah, definitely,
because like, that was awesome, dude, like when like everyone was just like good with each other, like it was like,
yeah,
no problems at all.
You know, I recently had a conversation and I heard that like there's no more balcony crew. They cut that shit off after our grade, after class of deuces.
They don't have that anymore?
They had hall monitors. You know, they had to hire,
the cops.
They had to three mall cops. Shout out to Paul Blart.
Paul Blart.
They had to really shut that whole show down. We really were the last ones that got away with murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just...
Well, that's because after we left, they had like that NGK and like whatever rap group bullshit, and they were like fucking like fake jumping each other in like the hallways,
yeah,
or whatever fucking bullshit back then.
Yeah, shit that just didn't really add up. I mean, not that like throwing a desk out a window adds up, but it was like, you know, they, I don't know.
But now that shit's like locked down and it's like kind of like ridiculous. Like,
yeah, now it's just
like, it's the correlation between that and like a prison is like pretty fucking
pretty
damn close, dude. Like,
similar,
it
institutionalized.
Really,
yeah,
it really is, dude. And like,
and that's morally really, really what you would go to like a private like Catholic school to really justifiably feel like. If I went to LaSalle, I would feel like I was, like, you know what I mean, training to be a cop all along.
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, my mom just let me go to, like, a public school, it really gave me the time to, like, define myself. And, you know, I definitely could say, like, I was one of those kids that had to, you know, swim through all the fucking, you know, I don't know, I don't really know what the fucking the way to put it. But I guess I just had to... Yeah, I mean, really, I've been saying it like for years along, but like I always had like a circle of trust, and like, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm,
kind of just take one it seems like one person was always falling from that circle of trust a year, and it's like weird to say, but like, you know what I mean, the people that I have like around me have been like the ones that have been around the longest, and they seem to like to share the same, like, you know, the same like heart and mind belief that,
absolutely,
you know what I mean, we can work to actually, you know,
I feel like it's like
success
figured out by now.
Yeah,
know,
and like everybody like that I hang out with either happens to have like, you know, a wonderful family and like has an actual trade and like, you know, it has something that they work for that isn't an actual college degree. And I have a lot of friends that actually go to college that I barely see, but I mean the ones that I see the most at home are the ones that are basically on their grind working with their hands and, you know what I mean, putting their backbone in it at the end of the day. Generally the ones that have the most work ethic that I've ever witnessed, I guess, in person. And like, I mean, that's what I believe that built the country, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to the saying, men in denim built it, and you know, the men in suits fucking destroyed it.
Yeah,
you know, it's the truth of that.
And that shit's in everything, the fucking suits.
I mean, could
you know,
imagine,
like they got their fingers,
I mean, you're
everything.
The one who wants to throw it on my plate, but could you imagine Hillary Clinton sitting behind the throne? I mean, if anybody's gonna be a sister, I'm sorry, if anybody's gonna be the president, it's gotta be my sister, Catherine.
What's that?
Cause she's a G. Like she works for the state right now, I think, and under the DA or whatever. And
yeah.
she's got a big gig. She tells me all the time what the hell it is, and I don't know what it is, but it's like assistant, like big head honcho, and mm-hmm. you know what I mean. She's got a good gig, like, and a lot of big shit comes onto her, like her table, and she solves it all, and like whatever. Yeah. I really don't really tell you what it is, but. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really trust anyone else, like, when it comes to it. I mean...
And you think she would just hold it down? You think she'd be, like,
my sister would hold it down. She may know how to fix some shit.
Well, let's say you have to be a boss-ass bitch to run the country, dude.
You know what I mean? I could just not see anyone else doing it,
as the young kids would say.
I've seen them rolling the dice too much in the White House. You know what I mean? They've been, like, I don't know, like, since... I don't know,
Dude, like, in all honesty, like, that whole, like, rumor with, like, Waka Flocka, like, being president,
holy
like,
shit.
The one thing that I really thought about was, like, the fact that, like, so far, like, forever, everyone has always voted in someone that was, like, the rich guy, suit-wearing, like, you know, proper American.
Right.
But none of those guys, like, have any kind of relationship with people like us, like, the working people that have to, like, wake up every day, do their 40 hours, and, like, you know, like, fucking a week and everything. And all that bullshit.
Hmm.
Like, Waka Flocka, on the other hand.
He's trying to hire somebody to roll his blunts.
Yeah, like, you know, like, he... Like, at first, I'm sure he fucking struggled. Like, even
now.
You know, like, he wasn't some, like, you know, rich kid or whatever.
I mean,
so he had to work from the ground up. Like, he would have more relationship with some, like, the people like us than the people that actually run. And I think that he would actually do some good things, but he wouldn't be, like,
good enough to be... He wouldn't be as politically correct as, like, you know what I mean?
He would, like, do some fucked up shit to some other country, and we'd just be bombing each other, like, left and right.
Oh, my God.
He'd be...
I mean, God bless him, no doubt. You got my vote, you got Tom's vote.
Yeah, I got you. Like, that was the first time I ever vote. Waka.
I mean, that brings it back to, like, how... You think about how he got rich on us through making music, and not too many people can make it big through making music. It sucks that it's so limited to, like, where we're from, you know, right out of Albany, New York. It's like, we're coming out of a dark hole, okay? We're not really on the map. Although we're in the capital, we're not really on the map.
No one knows where this fucking place is.
518?
Like, is that the city?
What is it? Like, oh, you're from New York, like, that's where the buildings went down. It's like, no, our buildings are up. They're running, but, you know what I mean?
Lots of trees and
trash.
They're
not finding the true talent. And, like, that's the problem. It's like, there's really no one scouting to, like, you know, bring anyone up from where we're from, so it's kind of tough. Like,
well, some bands are doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Like, you know, like, around, like, at least, like, in, like, our, like, the hardcore
scene. The hardcore scene is always going to thrive.
There's some bands that are touring right now, like, from out here.
Yeah.
And, but the only thing that, like, Bogies is actually closing down.
Right, that's actually a huge announcement to the Albany fucking...
That sucks, dude.
That's trash.
That really sucks.
That really is, because that was a big scene down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't say that they're making all the more profit, but... To be having as many, like, gatherings as they did, another, like, time to everybody get together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That kind of belief and shit, that's what...
They really gave, like, a really good spot for people to get together.
Right.
And, like...
And that's what pushes people to network, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Those kind of gatherings are what gonna bring...
The scene is, like, really amazing, honestly. Like, it's pretty tight-knit. They do pretty well. Like, they're pretty, like, well-known in their own... But, honestly, like...
Again, if you wanted to, like, thrive even in, like, the hip-hop world, though, it's like, where do you start? You know what I mean? If you're like, a white rapper coming out of East Greenbush, you know what I mean? You don't have the best hope to really thrive on it. And it seems so, like... I don't know. It kind of seems stereotypical, like, of, like, just what the music world could be, really.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of musicians out there that could get the credibility, and, like, they could all share the fucking money they're making. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous that they're paying, like, you know, one of Drake's tickets alone just to get in the building. Like, say you wanted to be on, like, the lawn. You're paying, like, $300 in Toronto.
Right on the lawn. Like,
just to get the
ridiculous
lawn, bro. Just, like, yeah, like, we're just trying to get the tickets, and it's just really expensive. Like, I mean, yo, respect to the man, but Jesus Christ, dude, like, I don't know.
Dude, nah.
I can't, you know what
like
I mean?
Who else was on the card that day?
Drizzy? I don't know, I think probably...
You're not saying you're...
It's probably his OVO. It's probably... The one we're going to is going to have... it's going to be Big Sean. He's going to be opening up.
Mm-hmm.
YG, who's going to be before him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have J. Cole. But if you know you got Drake in the building at his hometown, what's up? You know, in the morning... He features Drake on the song. He probably come out. He's in his hometown. What's up? you got a song
and then, and then he'll be like,
so we hustle, pay like, you know, only like $200, and then like, you know, your man comes out and we see him anyway. Jizzy, like, chat after the six. You know what I mean?
To the woes.
You know what I mean? Like, the woes came, made the voyage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Last time we made that voyage, it was after a shout out to Young T-Snag, and now we go with Jizzy. Shit, we might even stop on the way back, you know? Yeah. You know? It's just crazy.
Do you have your passport and everything?
No.
You might want to get that signed,
you know?
There's a paperwork over there.
Why don't we just get this signed real quick? I know, I'm slacking, right? I'm a little nervous.
When is the show?
It's August 1st.
Oh, you got time.
Yeah. So I got a couple months, but...
You should just get done.
I know. I've been hustling. We're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm making that voyage, bro.
Dude, it'll be
fun.
Set
out a dream.
It's gonna be really
fun. Shit. It really will be
fun. The beer there is really good, too.
In Toronto?
Yeah. Like, Canadian beer. It's pretty damn good, honestly.
You don't say, eh?
Yeah.
No shit.
It's alright.
That's kind of dope.
Cause I'm pretty sure Labatt is fucking Canadian, and it's just awesome.
That's my favorite. I gotta tell you, like, I mean, the only time I really enjoyed the experience of drinking beer, this is like... for everyone to know, it comes down to like the beer garden with No One's Birthday. I mean, it was a little shit tanks, but that shit was honestly fun. And
yeah,
like, I wish there was a soccer game on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's way better.
The atmosphere is good. I would have been way too motivated to go play soccer at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad there wasn't a soccer game
right.
on. However, like, you know, the UFC fights going on didn't help at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dude, that was great.
Everybody
starts talking. You're drunk, dude. There's some people fight.
We start talking about McGregor like we're fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking Irish accent came out. It was weird.
But, the kind of shit happens. It's expected.
This is good.
Especially when you want to talk Irish.
Yeah, I mean, when that shit just like wants to turn on, it's on. And like, you know what I mean? It's fucked up. God doesn't come on as much as possible. But.
I can't wait for the fight though, dude.
Yeah, honestly. Like, there's a lot of sports that I love, but I feel like UFC is just one of them that is continuing to grow. And it's so substantial where it's at right now. That who knows where it's going to be like 10, 15 years down the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It may be the one biggest sport, maybe the one, you know, big, most viewed sporting events on TV.
I think it's saying like, well, it kind of already has like overtaken like boxing.
Oh, yeah.
Boxing is still like really like.
Yeah, HBO
so
Sports.
Big.
I mean, they're huge. They're definitely iconic. And you can't forget like, you know, soccer is still like one of the huge things that are viewed and like, you know, pay per viewed and, you know, all around the world. There's people that are thriving to see that shit. However, I think something's gonna, you know, she's, you know, crazy. She's knocking on wood for this shit. I hope something doesn't go wrong with the televisions with how many people are requesting to watch Mayweather.
Yeah. Because
it's gonna be $100 for pay-per-view as of right now. Generally, they're about 50, 55.
Can you pre-order
pay-per-view? Yeah, sure you can. I'm gonna try to, like, yeah,
I'll throw it out.
Hopefully get it last minute. Oh, you know we're getting it. And
fucking watch that shit.
Same thing's gonna happen with McGregor. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that shit's gonna
be definitely throwing out this
overviewed, and there's gonna be a lot.
Do you know what date is? Like July 3rd,
July 11th for McGregor, May 2nd. So next Friday is Mayweather's fight.
Alright, cool. Because I'm going down to visit my sisters down in North Carolina.
Fire.
In like early July, like
Charleston or where are they from?
They're in Gastonia, is what it's called.
Is that near Galway?
It's like probably 20 minutes outside of Charlotte.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, and it's pretty fucking nice down there.
Fire.
It's pretty dial on, just spitting hot fire, dude.
That is sweet though. I mean, I've been to South Carolina, hated it, but
South Carolina?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I
didn't go down that far.
Y'all love you guys, but I can't deal with that muggy humidity.
Dude, that
I respect.
I caught that,
but
I can't
live with it.
No,
I mean,
that's the worst kind too. Like when you're just like you feel wet and then you're fucking hot.
Oh man.
It's
shit
the
was
worst.
Like, it held me back, man. It really held me back.
It just feels
heavy, man. Like, I'm an asthmatic, but I don't really have the effects of it as much, like, seasonally. But as soon as I went to South Carolina, and it was a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I was not running through the six with my woes. I was sincerely just looking forward to being inside the condo. And that's sad to say that I enjoy most of my vacation in the condo.
Mm-hmm.
But
somebody's up right now.
That's not biggie. I mean, that's just the six. That's the 9-1-2.
The 9-1-2 and the stew.
Yeah, I mean when you a vampire like we are here,
dude. So we played soccer.
Right.
Again, like two games this week. We fucking it was the last game we lost. both of them, like every game.
You guys lost this game.
Every single game, shit. The entire season.
You guys suck with that show.
We suck. But I mean, like, we try so hard.
We suck.
We play very hard.
We really.
We give the team something to deal with.
Right.
And Tanner always talks shit, which is the best. And he'll just basically pick one person on the team and just go, you. And just start talking shit to him. Like, he was, like, playing off the ball on this kid. And he's just like, you're terrible. You're terrible. And just, like, getting by him. No problem. And he's just, like, he posted a picture the other day on Instagram. And he's, like, dressed up. Like, he's got these shorts.
Banana shorts.
Yeah, like, monkey and, like, bananas. And he's got, like, pink socks on. And he'd be like, yeah, I'd hate it, too, if I was getting pulled out of that dress like this.
My
like,
man.
Yeah, he was just getting
my fucking pulled out, dude. That's respect.
Yeah. And he plays real well,
Shout out to being, like, independent, though. Respect that. I mean, that's cool. It's dope. I mean, definitely. Represent yourself.
Like Even though he just fucked up his ankle pretty bad.
Yeah, shout out to safety, though. Number one. Don't do that.
Safety first, then teamwork.
That's right. Definitely.
It's fucking late right now, too, dude. What time is it? Let's see. Oh, man, it's like 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock in the fucking morning.
I mean, shout out to those late night sessions in the studio. Welcome to the 912. You know, when the vampires come through, you know what they about to do. Twist up a few.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Spark up with the crew.
Have you ever caught anybody at work stealing?
Have I personally?
Yeah, like, have you ever been to be, like, the big boss man? Yeah,
I got to be the big boss.
Can you talk about this? Like, or, like, without, like, getting in trouble? Like,
I mean, my story's just not worth it, but, I mean, I could just put it in, like, layman terms. Lady was stealing the stickers that basically make it cheap, and I just wasn't about it, but at the same time, I didn't really care. Shit, I shouldn't have said that part. But, basically, I called her out on it. She started being a bitch to me. So at that point, I did care, and this is where I realized, okay, I'm getting paid by the hour to argue with you. So when she had realized that I was just going to continuously string this thing along, like, explain to her continuously what she did wrong, because it was evident as day. She just kept playing each loophole, you know what I mean? As first, it was my knowledge, and the second was me making accusations because of, you know, her looking like a scumbag, and I was like, you know what I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I got you, but, you know what I mean, it's not like that. So at this point, I had to call the boss, you know what I mean, although I am, like, the one who was in charge, I had, you know what I mean, she wanted to talk to the big man, and the big man was looking at me, smiling, and he knew what it was, and I just took my time, because I knew I was continuously going to get paid, you know what I mean? My minutes were money, and, like, you know, at that point, it was her time that was precious, not mine.
So she was just fired, like?
Ah, yeah, she was all up and down, like, you know what I mean? She was saying, well, next time, you know, I said, I've been doing this for a long time, like, we see a lot of people steal, and, like, you know, she's like, well, you shouldn't just be so quick to assume, and I'm like, well, you know, you got caught, so, like, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna make your day, though. I'm gonna give you what you want. Just give me a minute. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, I hooked her up and whatever. But people, man, it goes back to the ignorance. I mean, like, seeing that video, I don't know. It bothers me that people don't have any consideration. There's a lot of people that lack, like, the ability to put themselves in other shoes. And that shit bothers me. That's like,
do customers ever, like, really give you shit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of the job, though. And I think that's the one thing that a lot of people don't realize, that people put up with the fucking retail.
Yeah.
And, like, those basic human communication skills, like, literally are brought to a whole nother level when you're dealing with the public at a grocery store. It sounds so stupid and so, like, I don't know, blown out of proportion, but legitimately, when you're dealing with the people that are surviving off of the first of the month, literally EBT cards and food stamps, like, I mean, it's tough. It's fucking, it's really...
Well, I mean, like, being, like, a butcher, like, and everything, like, that's also just, like, hard shit anyway, like...
Yeah, I mean, to begin with, they always want, like... We had these stupid things called mega boxes, and they're just...
I remember those,
there's a box that you get a pamphlet, and you get to, you know, get a menu of things, their sizes, and they all have different prices, and generally the people come and get the biggest one that weighs the most, and they think they're getting a bargain. And it used to be that they really weren't getting a bargain because of the stuff that they were getting.
Yeah.
But they changed what we actually cut to give them. We give them more of a premium cut now. So it takes more time to produce that, one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, when we actually break out the math now, they're actually getting more of a deal now than they were 2 years ago when the program first came out.
Yeah.
Now they're actually getting a bang for their buck because we're giving them better steaks and they weigh more than they used to. And
didn't Lap always like want to like tape it shut because people would stick the stick more
and
shit down
there? When I go to all these stores, like, you know, when I go to all the different kinds of stores that I'm working now, when I make a mega box, I'm like the one who tapes it shut, and they all look at me like I have two heads. And they think, like, you know, what are you thinking is going to happen? And I'm like, well, from where I'm from, you know, people slip in a steak. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's totally plausible where I am. And, like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And people look at me like, you know, maybe they're in on it. And, like, it's shitty. It's shitty that people, like, think they can. I don't know. It's just so shitty.
Yeah.
I've worked for my company for 7 years. And, like, I've never stolen once. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
It sucks. It's like, I can't be a part of that majority or ever have, like, the, you know, the balls to fucking, to take something from something that's not mine. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's shit bottom.
I never witnessed anything like that, like.
Not while you were working in the peach shop.
I was too busy fucking working while everyone else was just, like,
and
taking sick breaks and
I've
shit.
I've seen it all, peach shop, I mean, I really have seen it all there.
I was never treated so poorly, like, by any place I've ever worked than Price Chopper, by far.
Hmm.
That was, like, the worst. Yeah, like, when I requested 2 days off, like, three days in advance. Or, three months in advance. And then they cut my hours for 2 weeks. In that month, I asked for those 2 days. And then put me on for those 2 days after 2 weeks of no work. Like, fuck you, dude. Like
you got this shaft on that.
Yeah.
Man. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
that's
I'm not going to drop the name of my boss, but, like, he deserved what
Josh
was coming.
It's all cool.
He totally deserved it. Absolutely, 110%.
I mean,
he's a piece of shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It made you stronger. It made your core stronger. You
yeah,
made
he,
it to
dude,
Lake George.
He should have put it. He should have put his hands on me too.
You made it to Lake George. Did you not?
Yeah, I did. I did.
My nigga made.
But I was jobless.
Yeah, no.
So that was the worst part for sure.
Ass cheeks for sure.
But luckily, I had beer, so. I had a good time.
Yeah. I mean, these are the experiences that make you stronger, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But fuck that job, dude. And then I went to Hannaford pretty much shortly after. That place was awesome. They treated me so good there.
I know, man. I can only imagine.
They paid their wages real good. They paid real good.
Probably do. You can definitely stand by that.
They'll actually pay you more if you, like, swapped. I'm pretty sure.
That's wonderful. I mean, yeah, you gotta understand, like, where I'm at with the cutting gig, it's, I mean, I know it's not forever, but right now it's definitely paying the bills, and, like, there's not a lot of jobs that would pay the money that they do to do what we're doing. You know what I mean? There's not a
yeah.
lot, there's really not a lot of jobs. I mean, I gotta, like, You can work for fucking, for whoever, and, you know what I mean, get paid real well, but I don't really know if you're, like, learning the value of a dollar. If you're really working, you know what I mean, if you're really generally earning that dollar, I should say, it's like, I don't know, like, with our generation, there's people that either have to work to be able to afford everything they have.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know what I mean? They get hit with, like, curveballs left and right. And, like, you know what I mean? It's, like, up to them to either stay in it to hit it or fucking, you know what I mean, take a walk, whatever. But then there's other people that, you know what I mean, their odds of making it are a little bit better than others. And it just seems like they're getting tossed, like, change balls from, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just very...
Change balls.
Yeah, there's change-ups, but, I mean, that's what it does. And...
Yeah, no, I
know you concur with that, because you see it just as much as I do.
It sucks, dude. It's like, it's almost like it's, like, not fair. And it really isn't. Like,
yeah, no,
but, like,
but then you're like,
life's not fair.
Says life's not fair?
Yeah, yeah, of course. But...
Shout out to Ma. But yeah, Price Chopper sucks. What are you gonna do about it? Life sucks. But you know, you got friends that can make it better.
Why don't you just, like, open up your own, like, butcher shop or something?
Cause again, the butchering gig's not forever. There's gotta be something. You know what I mean? I know I wasn't just like born to fucking work and die. You know what I mean? There
Of course.
But
well, what are you trying to do? Like what are you? What are you like?
Music is always gonna be like fucking. It's not like a. I understand to everyone else, it's not really a logical backup plan, but for me, it's like it's the plan in progress.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know what I mean, really critique like your art and like put it out. There's a lot of like music producers that just came out of the dark and were like. Out of nowhere, like, have, like, incredible songs and people capitalize on them and, you know what I mean, they make millions. And I'm not saying that's, like, the you know, the plan for me, but it's the idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes a lot of going back to, like, having hope and just fucking working.
Yeah, I remember you having know? That drive, dude. At the same
that
deal.
Drive
yeah,
is really,
just, like,
you know what I mean?
Just to really just do it. And just
sometimes
try.
It's, like, the thing to just think about in the future, like, as, like, a career, and sometimes just the thing to keep you alive.
Yeah.
And, like, keep you afloat, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, it'd probably be the same thing for you. Like, when I, my whole thing was, like, I wanted to, like, make it big so that I could have money to pay my parents' bills.
Right.
Like, straight up, just, like, take them out. Like, my sister's bills, too.
Yeah.
You know, she's got, like, student loans just like you. Fucking, mm-hmm. She's got a really big one. She's got a master's degree and everything.
Yeah, that would be what my sister's, you know what I mean?
That'd be pretty sweet if you could just do that.
Right. It's tough, man.
If you made a million, you could just be like, bing.
Everybody thinks that. Done. And, like, a million, what do you get? You get, like,
$500-$600
after taxes.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Yeah. You got to pay, like, someone off, like, another, like, 30 or, you know, 40. But then what happens? Like, you know what I mean? You buy your mom a crib, or you even just obliterate her debt. Like, that's what I would do. My mom's like,
isn't that some shit, dude? Like the taxes of it, dude.
Yeah,
it's
the taxes are real.
Like, we're getting the bonus check.
That's the thing.
Work.
Like, coming from New York, you
so bad.
You really, like, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's like thick skin or thick blood, whatever the old saying is, but you know what I mean. Coming from New York with the high taxes and like just the kind of attitude that you're brought up in. It's kind of tough. You gotta just gotta have a good backbone to be living where we're doing.
Absolutely.
You know?
And everyone's pretty much struggling for the most part. We're all so
everyone. Punk. When you see your own parents struggling,
under the
I mean?
Weight of the man,
it's like one thing. You know, it's definitely one thing to be struggling, but to see your own, like, you know, the one that's supposed to be your backup support. You know what I mean? To see them struggle and, like, you know, break down on you, and then that's when you know you gotta be stronger than ever before, basically. That's what you were trained and, like, raised for. You didn't do no intro to this either.
No, but I'm gonna edit it all. Don't you worry. I'm gonna make it happen, dude. I'll make it pop off.
Shit's not gonna work out for a time. You guys have, like, some fucking.
Nah, dude, you'll see.
Some hipsy gypsy. Rob Zombie.
Don't you worry.
Tiptoeing in my Jordan shit.
Don't you worry about that, bro.
But real shit.
Don't you fucking worry about that.
I mean, I wish I had way more shit to talk about with you, buddy, but I mean, in all seriousness,
I'm beat right now.
I'm fucking tapping that hash. This fucking blonde just put me fucking asleep.
Yeah, dude. Alright, dude. Well, I'm gonna fucking call on a wrap. Fucking thanks for listening to anybody that's out there.
Yeah.
Fucking take it sleazy.
You should have had me, Tommy.
No doubt, dude.
Don't even know.
You fucking went into the six.
Oh, but this is Sean Geary, by the way.
No, don't you worry. They'll know.
Why? What the fuck you got?
You're Sean Geary, bro.